AKA State Nation, we are back to normal. This is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm not talking about this podcast has been every day, of course. I'm talking about them K-State women's basketball team getting back to normal. Get on down here in just a second. It's Pearl Project Podcast, Eddie Greer III. I better say my name, EG3, Eddie Greer III, host of this podcast. Kansas State Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, whether that is men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball, what you got? You have soccer, golf, between men's and women's, indoor track. Kansas State has it. They almost have it, sports-wise anyways. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm recording this on Thursday. I thought it was Wednesday. Man, Thursday the 13th of February, 2025. Getting straight on into it to the postcast. Edition, K-State women's basketball did play on Wednesday night, which was last night. They're back to normal as they were all over Cincinnati last night, 90-53 in Cincinnati there. After, again, one of the more disappointing losses, or I probably should say in uncharacteristic blowout fashion, you never see that from this women's basketball team under Jeff Mitty. Probably the worst loss by far. Now, yes, they've lost, only three games this year? Only three games this year. And the fact that Oklahoma State coach, I know I'm kind of sidetracked a little bit. After that, a very uncharacteristic loss by Kansas State women's basketball over the weekend last week, saying, I don't know the name of the coach of the Lady Cowgirls, but... Oh boy, it's about that time. But anyways, getting back to the point. Yeah, she said that this team has Final Four capabilities. We already knew that, but she also doubled back and said with Aoka Lee, they're definitely a Final Four team. Look, we all know what this team has by now. We are way deep into the season. And I just wondered, how will they respond, right? Colorado, that should have been a winnable game. Look, Colorado, they're in the second half of the league. And I don't know what Colorado has, the voodoo that Colorado has against K-State in the last two meetings there. But I sure thought, with the loss, how they lost, what's going to translate here. But, hey, they put all that to bed last night in Cincinnati, Ohio, as they destroyed the Bearcats once again, 90-53. Eddie Greer III, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports there. Serena Sundell, once again last night, I had a note here for a minute. Serena Sundell, there's my note. Double-double last night, 21 points, which was the game high of the night, 10 assists, 6 rebounds. To me, a point, Dexter. What's going into the season? It's not really much to discuss here, but the fact that the bigger thing is here, K-State was able to bounce back in this game here. They led only by 6 points after the first quarter there. Cincinnati, they're trying to hang around for a little bit, but hey, it was K-State there, second quarter, outscoring the Bearcats by 11. And then 11 again in the third quarter. And then the magic number, apparently, for K-State. So throughout the rest of the game, they outscored Cincinnati by 11 points in this in every single quarter. That's 33 points. Total simple math for you right there here on the Pearl Project Podcast. Once again, was Terrence Sides last night doing Terrence Sides things from beyond downtown. 7 points in the game. 17. Did I say seven? I probably did. 17 points in the game. Yeah, nobody did. 17 points was 4 of 10 from downtown. He was just going crazy from downtown, but only connected on 4 of those. Tamara Point Dexter was 7 of 14 from the field. S squared. Serena Sundell, 7 of 10 also from the field. Jalen Glenn added 8. Jalen Glenn had 8. Then Walker and Taylor, Kennedy Taylor, we're talking about, 6 apiece for them, along with Casella Sanchez, also had 6. Eliza Maupin and Imani Lester had 4 points as well in this route on Cincinnati, the Sproul Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, 13th ranked ladies, K-State 90, Cincinnati 53, Eddie Greer III is host of the Sproul Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, K-State shot 50% from the field in this basketball game to compared to 35% shooting from downtown. Cincinnati, going back to them here, going actually forward to them, K-State holding the Lady Bearcats to under 30% shooting in a basketball game last night. Exactly 28 points in this game, and only 21% from downtown. Bearcats shot 76% from the free throw line. Meanwhile, the Lady Cats, your Wildcats, shot 87% from the stripe in this basketball game here. Bench points, 31 for K-State. Points off of turnovers, 22. Fast play points, 10. Points in the paint, 44. This game, obviously, was not close, so you didn't have to worry about tie the scoring. In second chance points, you had 17 points there on that note as well in this basketball game here. The Wildcats secure the 8th game this year with 90 or more points. That ties the school record there. So that was set back in 1983 to 84. Oof. I was not quite born yet. So 1983 to the 84 season there. So how about that? So the offense woke up after it was shut down in Stillwater last weekend there as well. Let me see here. Yeah, K-State, they're undefeated against Cincinnati. Since Cincinnati, since I remember anyways, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Cincinnati, they have never lost since Cincinnati joined the Big 12 Conference there as well in this basketball game. I have nothing for, yeah, it's pretty much straightforward. Yeah, a beatdown of the Bearcats, 90-53. Next up, K-State ladies basketball returns home. They will host UCF in the National Girls Women's Sports Night. Well, I should say National Girls and Women's in Sports game. So UCF comes calling next. That is this Saturday, 4:00 tip in Manhattan, Kansas there, as well as now, you know, obviously K-State, the women's basketball team, trying to hold serve there, even though, yes, everything's back to normal with TCU and K-State, but K-State, again, we all have to, let's not forget, K-State women's basketball, they had the tiebreaker. They have a half-game lead on TCU, even though everything's equal back up, thanks to K-State falling asleep in Stillwater there. So, 23-3, 11-2 in the conference, but remember, K-State has the tiebreaker, so let's just put it in turn in baseball or basketball terms, as far as standings goes. They have a half-game lead over TCU. Baylor! How about this? Where'd that come from? Baylor! So, actually, how did I miss that? So, Baylor, K-State, and TCU all locked up for the top spot in the Big 12 Conference. Are you serious? So, I think K-State beat Baylor. Or have they played Baylor? I have no clue at this point. But yeah, that's a three-way tie. So with that loss, that brought Baylor right into the fold of this Big 12 mix. So yeah, if you're K-State here, you got no room for error. And also, Oklahoma State is a game back of the three teams in the women's NCAA women's basketball Big 12 standings. There, I'm staring at it right there. So yeah, there's no margin for error for Jeff Mitty. If you want to win this conference, you have to stay on task here after that letdown in Stillwater there. So that's that. You got to take care of business. And then obviously you have I think you have TCU down the line. I got to double check it. You know what? How about this? Let me see. No, we're going to save that stretch run for another episode here. So we're going to wrap this up right here. Yeah. So I didn't realize that Baylor got up in the mix. So, K-State, you got to do with Baylor now. And let's just throw an Oklahoma State in here because they lost to the Cowgirls last weekend. They got blown out by the Cowgirls. So, Yeah, if you're a kid, hey, we talked about the men, you know, right? Not having room for error to lose any more games and whatnot. They went on this impeccable run. K-State women's basketball now, same thing applies, but in a different sense here. If you're trying to win a conference here, you have no room for error. That's just plain and simple. But hey, you're back on track here after blowing out Cincinnati 90-53 last night. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're having a chance to record K-State content. That's going to wrap things up on this Thursday edition of the podcast. This will be up, as usual, tonight during the duels. You don't know what I'm talking about. NASCAR, Gary duels in primetime tonight. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.